We've been running for the last 3 days, today being the third day, a journey on resting in the faithfulness of God. And today I was talking about the best way we can rest in that faithfulness is to remember that God is faithful. We look over our lives, we look over our shoulders, we look at the car that we're driving. We look at the family that is waiting for us at home and the children whose laughs fill the room, even though they keep us up at night and they stress us sometimes. They are evidence of God's faithfulness. You look at your partner, who may stress you so many times. You look at your job where you're so frustrated, but it is still evidence of God's faithfulness. Tonight, as we sing these songs, I purposefully curated songs that speak of God's faithfulness, that will remind you and I that He's always been faithful to you. So that same faithfulness that I've seen in days past is the faithfulness that I know that you will see in days to come.
The Afternoon Drive on Impact 103. Come alive.
I want to ask you a question to take a moment and consider in your own life. When was the last time that you can point at where you've seen the faithfulness of God? In healing, in restoration, in mending broken hearts and broken relationships, in moments where you thought your marriage was done for, and you've seen the faithfulness of God. Where you've seen Him provide in moments where you were retrenched, you were unemployed for a month, a year, 3 years. Moments where you didn't know where your next meal was going to come from. Where you were forced to deregister from your course at university because there's no funds to continue. Where you had to have that very difficult chat with your child to say, "My child, I can't continue with you in private school. I need to take you to public school." Where you had to let go of that car. Where you had to really succumb to denying to go to the doctor because you're trusting God for healing, but you eventually had to go to the doctor. And in the midst of all of these things that I've paced, that I've painted, and you've been in them, still seeing the faithful hand of God. Where you've still seen God restore. Where you've still seen God provide, even after you've had to make that shift in the schools, but God says, "Hey, that was for a moment because I'm actually preparing you for so much greater." Where you had to go to the doctor and the Lord's like, "Hey, I will restore your health." And in actual fact, while you're there, you will walk into these different spaces, meet these different people. What you thought was a setback, God is saying, "Hey, I was setting up something else." Do you remember the faithfulness of God in your life? Seasons of waiting where God has come through, and in the moment you're like, "I can't believe I doubted God." Moments where you look back and you say, "Man, I can't believe I cried at night thinking the Lord has forgotten me. That I wept and I thought I need to pray more, I need to fast longer." And the Lord still showed faithful even if you didn't. Friend, I urge you to think about these moments, because in order for us to be able to rest in the faithfulness of God, the first starting point is resting in the faithfulness we've seen of God in our lives. And we see how in the Psalms and so many parts of Scripture saying, "Lord, we've seen you do that, and therefore I know you can continue to do that." Where there's moments where there's parts of Scripture where you hear David saying, "But Lord, I've seen how you've done this in my life. Surely I know you will continue to do this. You've called me to this, and I know that you will see it to completion." Friend, this evening, as we get ready to wrap up our time together, my unction to you and my last words to you is to say, in order for us to be able to rest in the faithfulness of God, we ought to believe that He's faithful. We see it in His word, but we've also seen it in our lives. As you sing this song, I urge you to take a moment. If you're at home and you've got a book and a pen, maybe write it down. If you're sitting in the passenger seat, pull out your phone and say, "Actually, of course you are right. These are areas where I remember seeing the faithfulness of God. My family is restored because of the faithfulness of God." That you might be able to write it down in your book. Be able to send yourself a voice note. Send a recording to yourself, not to me, to you. That in moments where you feel like, "Man, I need to rest in the faithfulness of God," you can say, "But wait, I've got a book. I've got a note. I've got a message that I sent to myself. A voice recording that I recorded where I was like, 'But Lord, I have seen you restore my marriage. I have seen you turn the life around my child or my neighbor or a family member who was deep in addiction and is now living a life where they're glorifying God. I have seen you bring restoration and salvation to those that I prayed for many years. And in the season where I'm waiting for you to still do so much more, I can lean on the faithfulness that I've seen in seasons past." Even in seasons where we're desperate, but to be able to look back and say, "Man, God has been so faithful.
Oh my goodness, what you are saying just hit home, because we moved to Johannesburg and I didn't have a job, and I just thought God had just forgotten about me. And I fasted and I prayed and I didn't work for 18 months. And the one day I prayed to God and I cried out, and exactly what I asked Him for, what I cried out for, is what He blessed me with. And I am so grateful for God's faithfulness. And exactly what you said, what you spoke about now, is how I felt. You hit home with every word that you just said.